Hello, I'm Sam Barnard, a researcher from the Climate Change Programme at the Overseas Development Institute. On Thursday evening, we organised an official side event at COP19 in Warsaw, titled Climate Finance, Charting the Road to Paris. Afterwards, I asked one of our panellists, Stacey Swan, what role she thought finance could play in moving towards a strong global agreement on climate change, as well as what signals she thought need to come out of Warsaw.
So my name is Stacey Swan. I work at the World Bank Group on the Task Force to Catalyze Climate Action. Finance is absolutely critical. We're heading at a minimum towards a 2-degree world and maybe towards a world that's maybe 3-4 degrees. Who knows if we don't take action now. The signals that we as an international community send are extremely important. The signals on finance are important, and the signals on policy reform are important. There are two sides of the same equation. We need to solve both. We can't just solve one. If we solve just one side of the equation, we're only going to get so far. We've taken many steps in the discussion on finance in the last several years, and it's gotten much more sophisticated, particularly around the need to catalyze and crowd in additional sources of finance. But on the other side, we actually need to get a much more sophisticated discussion going on, the right policy reform that can send strong signals to the market to get that financing flowing. And the policy reform includes eliminating disincentives in markets, such as fossil fuel subsidies, and creating a price on carbon. With both of those, we actually can achieve the scale we need. We know that $100 billion is not the number. We know it's far greater than that. We need this this COP to make concrete steps on moving forward the agenda on both sides of the equation.
Thank you, Stacey.